Greetings and blessings from Quetzaltenango, Guatemala. Welcome to another edition of the Travelog Media Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Clarl. Thanks for joining me. This episode, hurricanes, where to donate, how to stay prepared, a political crisis in Guatemala, still unraveling, Queens of the Caribbean, three events in the Virgin Islands honoring revolutionary women, the Orsbo Report, and what to do if you're pantsless and Shayla. Stay tuned. Hurricane Harvey was not very pleasant for many Texans, flooding Houston and other coastal areas with record-breaking rainfall, damaging or destroying hundreds of thousands of homes, and according to a recent report, leaving 45 dead. This has been devastating, unprecedented, and it will take years to clean up, never mind the cost. If you'd like to support some of those hardest hit, I'd urge you to donate to the Coalition for the Homeless of Houston/Harris County. I'll put a link in the show notes. Meanwhile, another storm is brewing in the Atlantic. As I record this, Hurricane Irma is moving toward the Caribbean at 14 miles an hour as a Category 3 and is projected to reach the Bahamas by the end of the week. So stay safe, keep an eye out, be prepared. If you're a list person, I included a checklist of things you might want to have around. There's another storm I'm keeping an eye on, a political storm, so to speak. Let's get the bad stuff out of the way. This one in Guatemala, where I'm podcasting. I've been doing my best to follow the situation in Prensa Libre, which is in Spanish, of course, so I got the gist from there, but I needed to follow up with some coverage in English. I'm linking to a couple of articles, one from The Guardian and the other from Al Jazeera. But basically the situation involves Jimmy Morales, former comedian and current president of Guatemala, and Ivan Velasquez of the International Coalition Against Impunity in Guatemala, CICIG. I'll just read a bit from The Guardian piece from a week ago. Jimmy Morales, a former comedian who was elected president 2 years ago after the previous government was toppled by corruption charges, was left fighting for his political survival and freedom on Sunday after a failed attempt to oust the head of the International Commission Against Impunity in Guatemala, Ivan Velasquez. Morales announced the expulsion of the respected Colombian prosecutor via a video posted on his Twitter account in the early hours of Sunday morning. He also announced that he was firing the foreign minister for failing to carry out the expulsion, replacing him with an ally who was under investigation for illegal adoptions. The announcements were made less than 48 hours after Velasquez and Thelma Aldana, the attorney general, asked the court to strip Morales of his political immunity in order to proceed with charges linked to illegal campaign funds allegedly received by his political party, the National Convergence Front, during the 2015 election. A former comedian with a Twitter account. Now, of course, I'm an outsider and lack the depth of knowledge needed to really analyze the situation, but these two things just jumped out at me. I know I'm not the first to draw Trump comparisons and probably not the last. I can't really give you any updates yet at this point. The latest info I can find was from an opinion piece from Al Jazeera. I'll link to that as well. I know there's some protests at the Capitol yesterday, but beyond that, I don't know what's happened. I'm happy to report that after my computer crashed, I was able to rescue the audio from a recent interview with Dara Manifa Cooper. So I'd like to share a clip from that interview now. Please keep in mind that the event Dara refers to is scheduled to take place on Saturday, September 9th on St. Thomas, which, as of this recording, is under a hurricane watch. Of course, I'll link to all the relevant Facebook pages so you can get the latest information about what's happening in the Virgin Islands. Again, please stay safe and be well. So without further ado, here's a clip from an interview with Dara Manifa Cooper.
Yeah, so the first event, like you're speaking about, which is the Dollar for Dollar Culture and History Tour, this is the 12th annual event for that. And it's a remembrance of the 1892 coal workers' strike on St. Thomas. And Queen Keziah, as you mentioned, she was one of the women that people have used, or people think of when they think of this coal workers' strike, because she was one of the leaders. She was a Bambula dancer, and Bambula is a dance of communication. Well, many dances are of communication, but Caribbean-wise, she's a Bambula dancer, so she was able to use that dance to help to communicate to the people in a creative way, where they'd be meeting, what would be happening, events that were coming up. You know, it would help them to organize and to communicate in public amongst other people who couldn't understand the language of what they were doing. And she's also a coal worker, and the coal workers would literally take 80 to 90 or more pounds of coal in a basket up a plank into the steamships, up and back and forth, at least sometimes 100 times a day, and they would be getting paid basically, let's say, a dollar. And at a certain point, there was a gold coin that was introduced. You hear the name Santa Ana, and you know, gold coin that was introduced that became used instead of what they were being paid before, that was around a dollar, and its value was more like maybe around 85 cents or something. So let's say the coal workers did all of that work, and at the end of the day, they would take their dollar, they're used to taking it and going to the store and buying what they can buy with that. When they started taking the gold coin, they weren't able to get everything else that they were used to getting. And so the coal workers' strike was basically saying, we've done a dollar's worth of work, so give us a dollar's worth in pay. And or we're going to throw your coal in the harbor. We're not going to put the coal in the ships, and then the whole industry would suffer from that. So it was a way to economically impact those who were dealing with the coal ships and, you know, all of that. And those who were doing all the work were basically saying, well, if we don't do the work, you all can't make money. So Dollar for Dollar came from that, Dollar for Dollar Culture and History Tour. And now that's an organization that is incorporated, and the committee puts on this tour every year, and sometimes things in between throughout the year as well. And this one is a 125th anniversary / centennial tramp and mini coaling exhibit, because they've added it on to the list of activities that the Virgin Islands is putting on their centennial commemoration list for this year, 100 years since Denmark owned the Virgin Islands versus the United States.
I will make the extended version of this interview available soon, so please stay tuned and follow the hashtag TravelogMedia. Okay, friend, it's time for the first installment of the Oarsbow Report.
Greetings from 107.01 by 37.27. This is Jaibox, alias Oarsbow. Thank you for your kind words, Mijito. I really enjoyed them. Concerning the last podcast, I was very appreciative of the intro music. It's been sticking with me since I initially heard it. The other thing I want to say is I'm going to hold off on being a New Earth Chronicle podcaster for the moment, although it's in my desire to promote promote the idea of New Earth, of celestial Earth, one where we can celebrate the divine in all life and value and embrace a natural and respectful Earth stewardship. There was one section of your podcast that you were talking about the idea of a borderless world. And as soon as you said that, as soon as I heard it, John Lennon's Imagine came to my mind. Can we imagine a borderless world? And much more.
Thanks, Orzbo. With so many problems in the world today, there's really only one thing left to do. Podcast pantsless. That's right, friend. I'm currently not wearing any pants. But I would like to offer a recommendation to anyone who finds him or herself in Shayla needing a pair of trousers. What you need to do in such a situation is go directly to a Megapacka. It's a thrift store chain. And there's one in Shayla that's huge, big box. It's like a Costco or Sam's Club, only with wall-to-wall secondhand clothing. You'll find a Megapacka in Zone 3 near the Minerva bus terminal. That's all for this episode of the Travelog Media Podcast. Thanks for listening. Walk tall, live free. Thanks for listening to the Travelog Media Podcast. You can subscribe to the show on your desktop computer or mobile device. Visit travelog.media from your desktop computer and look for the subscribe links in the sidebar. Or download a podcast app on your mobile device, search Travelog Media, and click subscribe. You'll find Travelog Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Add your comments and share posts using the hashtag Travelog Media. Please help support this podcast by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes, completing the audience survey, and making a donation. Visit paypal.me/JSKmedia. Send email to podcast@travelog.media.